USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says U.S. troops may remain in Afghanistan beyond his August 31st deadline. In an interview with ABC News, President Biden said that troops would remain in the country until all American citizens have been evacuated. Officials believe between 10 and 15,000 Americans are in Afghanistan, with another 50 to 65,000 Afghans that the administration wants to evacuate. Biden says the goal is to begin to airlift 5 to 7,000 people out a day. And fire crews in California continue to battle an expanding blaze that has already burned at least 50 homes and forced more than 12,000 people to evacuate. The Calder Fire burning in the El Dorado National Forest has scorched more than 53,000 acres and is 0% contained. The massive Dixie Fire is also continuing to threaten homes and buildings in Northern California, expanding to nearly 1,000 square miles and threatening another 16,000 structures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Health officials officially recommended COVID booster shots Wednesday for those who have been fully vaccinated to shore up their protection against the virus. The plan calls for a third shot 8 months after people receive their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy explains that a review of new data showing that protection from the initial round of vaccine declines over time, leading to the decision on a booster dose.
Even though this new data affirms that vaccine protection remains high against the worst outcomes of COVID, we are concerned that this pattern of decline we are seeing will continue in the months ahead, which could lead to reduced protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and death. That is why today we are announcing our plan to stay ahead of this virus by being prepared to offer COVID-19 booster shots to fully vaccinated adults 18 years and older.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Protests broke out Wednesday in the Afghan city of Jalalabad as a group of residents removed the Taliban flag from the town square, replacing it with the Afghan flag. Witnesses say Taliban fighters beat some of those protesters and fired into the crowd. Writer Khaled Hosseini says that people left behind in Afghanistan are worried that that's a sign that the Taliban will not live up to its current moderate positions it's been espousing in Afghan media. The author of The Kite Runner and Kabul Native tells ABC News that he's already heard of the Taliban returning to the more oppressive ways of their first rule.
Well, I think what I'm hearing is a sense of skepticism about the Taliban between what the Taliban officials who are going on television and radio are saying, that they're changed their ways and that they are going to respect human rights and allow women to have rights and so forth, and what we're kind of hearing about the street. And, you know, there was a protest in Nangarhar, in Jalalabad, in Nangarhar province, and several people were, the Taliban fired into the crowd that was trying to raise a flag and shot them. We're hearing reports, you know, there were images of so-called thieves in the city of Herat that would be paraded around the city with their faces painted black, with nooses around their neck. All of this really just kind of paints a very opposite picture to the public words that the Taliban are spreading about their newfound moderation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.